This episode is powered by Hype Girl. You can find them at hypegirl.us. Hype Girl is an amazing company that helps women all over the country locate other women just like them by community events and also finding ways to express your passions out in the world and be more of who you are because the world needs your magic.
Of course, all the plastics are in the same gym class.
Who are the plastics?
They're teen royalty.
And evil takes a human form in Regina George.
She's the queen bee, the star. Those other two are just her little workers.
Beware of the plastic.
Welcome to the Do It Ugly podcast. Here are your hosts, Stacey Lyon and Jenny King.
So we're talking about Mean Girls today. And I think that's one of the things that is a confidence breaker for so many women and girls is worrying about what somebody else thinks. And it feels pretty damn good to not care what anybody else thinks.
It is such an incredible freedom to break through and not care, but also to be able to laugh at yourself. So when you do say something, whether it's two words coming out at once or you say something you think is hilarious and nobody else in the room laughs with you, but you can laugh with yourself, there is such power and freedom in that.
Yeah.
And I thank God that that is something I figured out in my younger 20s. And that's kind of what gets me through is I think I'm hilarious.
I think you're hilarious.
Thank you. I think you're pretty dang funny too.
And it also doesn't mean that I don't say things sometimes that I don't feel a little regrettable about because I'm like, ooh, yeah, maybe that wasn't the right group. And not because I don't care what they think, but because that I want to be respectful of the group that I'm speaking to. So certainly there are lots. Did I just say certainly?
Yeah, but I know exactly what you meant. You meant certainly and surely at the same time. I totally got you.
See, it's exactly all the time.
I got you.
I could be in front of 10,000 people and that would never happen.
But I got you. And you know
Cranky
what?
In the
certainly
morning.
Or surely you were correct.
I was correct in both instances. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things like I don't want to hold back anymore. I mean, we get one run around the sun. That's it. And even if you believe in reincarnation, which I don't, but if you do, good on you. This is the only run in this era, this life, this moment, right? In this body, in this family, whatever. You only get one. And it's so short. Like, even though some days feel really long, it is so short. And I spent a lot of years wasting time worrying about what other people thought and letting them occupy space they didn't deserve.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that anymore.
And why is that even a thing? I get maybe too philosophical about it, but I think back because I was the same way. But when did that happen to my life? How young was I? And I can't pinpoint one singular moment that it happened to me. But why do most women of our age and our generation grow up feeling like that? And how the heck do we prevent it from happening for our daughters and granddaughters and the next generation? How do we change that?
Well, I can't speak to how it happened for you, but I will say this. I'm Southern born, Southern raised, and part of what, you know, we are taught is to be genteel. So we recently talked about this in the episode with Devaney where we did Girl, Your Body's Banging because she's an amazing boudoir photographer who talks about confidence. If you didn't check out that episode, please go back and listen to it because you are going to just feel like you cannot wait to book a session with her. Being Southern born and Southern raised, it's one of those things where we are just taught to look perfect, be in place, make sure that, you know, we never get out of pocket or we never make somebody else feel like we've been rude. I don't know. It was just one of those things.
Yeah, but then like, how do Mean Girls happen out of that is what I'm wondering.
So
it's like the backhanded comment.
Backhanded compliments are Southern like
art form.
But
Mean Girl comments are not always backhanded.
No,
so, like they see their mama being genteel with the backhanded comments and that gives them license to then be like full on at school.
What I mean is, so there's public mean girlism and then there's private mean girlism, right?
Oh,
and public mean girlism is not something that happened as much when we were kids, right? Like in their social circles, women might have talked or gossiped, but it wasn't one of those things where it happened out like public because we didn't have social media where you could comment nasty things.
Oh no, I totally had mean girls in my circle at school when I was younger, from elementary school.
Yeah, but I mean like when we were kids, the adults didn't do it as much.
Oh, yeah. I can remember.
Oh, not in the South.
Bridge Club, my mom and her friends sitting around the table smoking cigarettes. Like, yeah, I can remember.
Well, yeah, because that was her circle. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's more of like private mean girlism because not everybody's exposed to that conversation.
Okay.
Public is far more common now because people are bolder. They're far more okay saying stuff in public.
They think they're living their truth, quote unquote.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
Which does not mean you have to open your mouth, insert your foot, and say everything that comes, like every thought that passes between your ears. Does not make you authentic.
No, and I also think that people, I feel like that's a coward's front. People are like, I'm just being real. No, you're just being mean.
You're being mean.
You're being a bitch right now, and correct. I don't like it. You're being very nasty, and I don't like it. And you will never hear me say I'm just living in my truth, because my truth changes depending on the day and what mood I'm in. Let's be honest, depending on what my hormones are doing, like some days I'm like one version of myself and then the other days I'm this version of myself, not meaning that I change as a human or a person, but in terms of like what my truth would be, it could change depending on what my mood is that day.
Well, your mood definitely changes, but who you are as a person but that's and what your I mean. Values never change.
No, they don't. But
fundamentally, you're you.
Correct. But what I mean is, and again, this is one of those things, sometimes it doesn't come across clearly, but what I mean is like, depending on what mood I'm in, you might catch me reacting to something a little differently one day than you might the next, right?
Absolutely.
But in terms of mean girlism, that's all I meant. So when we were young, like, yes, there was a ton of gossip, like the ladies at the beauty shop, or I didn't go to the barbershop, at the beauty shop, or in the club or whatever, right? Like women doing their get togethers.
I love that those are your two points of interest.
And when I say club, I don't mean the same club as
the barbershop and the club.
The point is, I think people are a lot bolder now than they've ever been. And they're so willing to say things in front of people that aren't from their circle, right? Because like when we were young, yes, the women gossiped, but they would never have been in public and just speaking freely about those things. They would have been like, shh, hold on.
True facts.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Right. Like somebody else is coming. We don't want them to hear.
Yeah.
Now women and girls just let it hang out. They don't care. They just say whatever they want when they want.
They would have played telephone. With the rotary dial, they would have been in their kitchens and the phone lines would have been burning up.
Yeah.
That's what would have happened.
But so your original question was, how did we get here? And I think we got here because as gossip has grown and it has become more of an accepted thing to be nasty, you know, misery loves company.
Yeah.
And the further the world has gotten away from God, the more miserable people have gotten, and they want other people to be more miserable with them. And so I think that's a piece of it. But what we do for our daughters is we actively show them, one, that that's not who we want to be, that we don't accept gossip, that we're not the ones who participate in it or start it, and that we show them what it looks like to constructively shut it down when it starts. I think we also teach them how to respond to it, because the truth of the matter is there's always going to be somebody who hates you and doesn't like you.
But gossip is not entertainment.
No, it's not.
And so
somebody else's pain is not our pleasure.
Correct.
The other thing I was going to say, though, was on the, like, how do we show our daughters?
Yeah.
I think we teach them how to respond to mean girls, which is really important.
Yes.
So like what's your go-to for Mel if a mean girl is saying something or making her feel small? What's the go-to strategy that you've given her?
I don't know that I've given her a strategy, and maybe this episode is going to spark a conversation. Certainly she's encountered lots of mean girls, but I typically will tell her, if it's directed to her, to just walk away, that offer someone, you know, grace. They're probably having a bad day. There's things going on in their life that you know nothing about. Just walk away. Be the bigger person. Now, if it happens over and over again, or it's happening to someone that you love and you feel like you want to say something, then try to pull them aside and have a one-on-one conversation about it, because this should not be a group exercise. Yeah. You shouldn't be trying to embarrass someone or belittle them in front of a group of people, even if they've done it to you. Again, go back to being the bigger person, be the better person, and try to just offer them some kindness.
That's a good strategy.
I don't know if it is or not. Knock on wood, it seems to have worked. Okay. What I love about my child, and I don't know exactly where she got this from, but I'm so excited that she has it all figured out at a much younger age than I did. She has this confidence about her, and she loves who she is. And maybe she's heard you and I joked one too many time about, we're weird, and we love our brand of weird. My daughter says the same thing.
I love that.
She really means that. And she's the kind of person that she will stand up for someone else that is being bullied or picked on. And she will walk up to the person that is by themselves and say, hey, come over here with us or come sit with us. And she brings them in.
Yeah.
And I hope that maybe she's seen us do that and she has gleaned something from that and now has adopted into her life. But she just really doesn't let it into her heart when people pick on her and the mean girls come after her because she's like, Mom, I like who I am. Like, they don't know what they're talking about.
I love that. I mean, that is a great way, right? Sometimes you just have to walk away.
I didn't get that till I was out of college, that self-confidence to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I was tortured through school and I did not have the ability to stand up to myself until, yeah, I was going to say I was probably 23 years old.
I was not made fun of to my face in school because I was not a popular kid, but I was not an unpopular kid. I was right in the middle.
Yeah.
I was a drama nerd and a book nerd and a chorus kid and did all those things. But I also played sports, which I think had a big impact on kind of flying in the middle. I was never on the radar. I was just kind of right there. But I did have people that talked behind my back a lot because I was a performer and I was outward. So there were always people that had a lot of things to say about that, like making fun of my singing or making fun of whatever play we were doing. Or like one time I did a dance in the middle of a pep rally and I fell. Like I was the solo dance in front of 300 students. And I did a move I had done a million other times before as a dancer, but that one time I just washed out and ate the dirt. And I didn't find out till years later that my high school kids called me butt buster for like years behind my back. Oh, and wow. I didn't know that. But what we can teach our daughters is really two things. One, well, it might even be more than two things. One, either walk away if it's something you don't feel prepared to deal with, but also be bold in the sense that it's okay to take your power back. So if somebody says something really shitty to you, you can say, you know what? I'm really sorry that you're having such a tough day. Like clearly if you've got to pick on me, something is going wrong in your day and I'm sorry about that. I hope it gets better and then walk away.
Love that.
Because you then don't give them the power to make you feel small. You let them know that, hey man, you do whatever you got to do, but it's not sitting in my house. You know what I mean? Like I'm done with you. But in a way that makes them think, like, I'm sorry you're having such a shit day.
Yeah,
like, I really am sorry about that for you. Because if I'm the person who's on your radar, baby, you got other stuff you should be worrying about instead of me.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we've been trying to talk to. And then also just really teaching her how to actively shut it down. So like we talked about earlier, if somebody says something really nasty about someone and that's not your experience. Well, actually, let's back up. Even if it is your experience, you don't second that experience. You just say, you know what? She's not here. We're not going to talk about her right now. Shut it down that way. Yeah. Or if that's not been your experience, then you say, you know what? If you have an issue with her, you really need to take that up with her. I'm not her, but that's not been my experience. And then edify her. I have found her to be so kind and so friendly, or she's amazing at this. I don't know what you're talking about, but if you've got beef, you need to take it up with her because I'm not her.
I absolutely love that. And I know I could do a better job of that. I always want to try to be that kind of person. But like you said, sometimes your mood affects how you respond to things that happen in life.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say that I know I can't be perfect, but I was better at doing that all of the time. And sometimes when you're the person that is hurt, I know I process emotions and feelings out loud. And so sometimes trying to understand what has happened, you speak it out loud in, you know, a circle of women that you think are your friends or a safe space.
Yeah.
Not in a way to try to make someone else feel small or to be mean back to someone that you feel like was mean to you. You're just processing.
But inevitably it can. Yeah. So that's one of those things we got to find a way to find another way to process. It's not in front of someone else.
100%.
Yeah.
But it's all about giving grace because none of us are perfect.
No, for sure. Right? None of us are perfect.
Absolutely. And I would dare say that at some point in life, all of us have been on the receiving end, but also the giving end of being a mean girl.
100%. I mean, I would be a total liar if I said I'd never had a mean girl moment. In fact, not in my youth, but in like the in-between adult period, I went through this really kind of dark period where I just lived in a really negative space. People who know me now probably wouldn't think that about me, but I did. I went through, like, I thought everybody was dumb. Everybody got their driver's license at Walmart. Like, nobody could do anything right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I think one of the other things that we can do is get really bold. Like when you know that somebody is not being who they are in their character mm-hmm. and they're having a mood, one, give them the space to do that in the sense that you look out and you go, hey girl, this is not who you normally are talking negative about somebody like yeah. that. Like what's going on today?
Are you okay?
And give them a chance to self-correct.
Yeah.
Instead of just walking away being like, ooh, Lisa said this about Stacy and la 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 la. And
yeah.
Lisa's, we love you out there. That wasn't any real person. I just chose a name. But I think that like being bold enough to say, hey, babe, this is not who you normally are. You're a much kinder person.
Yeah.
Like what's going on with you? And look, if they have a shitty reaction to you trying to call them out in a nice way and helping yeah. them correct, then that's them. But at least you did your part instead of just letting somebody talk nasty about your friend or someone you know
yeah.
and then just letting that lie. Because then you've been a part of it. Whether you actually spoke it or not, you've contributed to it because you allowed it to happen in your space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I dare say, don't recognize that that's what they're doing. I think that all mean girls don't realize they're mean girling.
Oh, yeah. And they'd probably go so far as to argue and say, no, not me. And then, I'm not the one.
And then post a meme on Facebook about being kind.
Yeah. Mm, yes. All the time.
Yeah.
We see it all the time. I just think we all have the opportunity to be better, like you said. And it's never too late. Like if you know that you've been a person who's been nasty, maybe you're even someone who knows that you're known for gossip. And you're like, what's the point? This is who I am. This is who they know me to be. I couldn't stop. Absolutely, you can. You can 100% say, you know what? I'm a person who's talked a lot of bad stuff about a lot of people, and I don't want to be that person anymore. Like, it's totally fine to flip the script and become that version of yourself that you know you can be.
I don't know. I'm just sitting here in my mind thinking about, is it being a mean girl talking about mean girls?
No. No.
Because I don't want it to come across as, oh, Stacy and Jenny think that they've got this all figured out.
Oh, God.
And they're sitting here.
100% no.
Like preaching to other people that are listening to this episode.
No,
and I just want people to know that, you know, we are flawed. We're human.
No, don't you know the things that we talk about and the things that we're most passionate about are things that we want to make sure that we're always being better at and getting better at?
Yeah.
Now, I can say with 100% certainty that you won't catch me gossiping. Like that one, I'm not perfect, but I am consistent on that. Yeah, we're not perfect. Are you kidding?
No. And then the other end of that is also forgiveness.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, offering grace, but then offering forgiveness, which is not for the other person, it is for yourself. And recognizing that maybe they did say something that hurt your feelings, and maybe they were out of character that day. Maybe they weren't out of character, and that's just who they are. It doesn't mean you have to be besties. Doesn't mean you have to be friends at all with them. However, your reaction to them in public should still be one of kindness.
Well, now, and let's make a distinction there, because that does not mean that we have to go up to you and be like, hey, how you doing, girl?
That's fake shit.
Like, I'm not going out of my way to be kind to somebody who's a nasty heifer. But I will, if I see you, I'll say, oh, hey, great to see you.
If we're in a professional setting in a small group of people, or we happen to be standing in a circle talking to the same group of people.
Yeah.
You're going to be polite and you're going to say hello.
Yeah. Hello. How are you?
Right. Or if someone's like, oh, hey, so-and-so, do you know so-and-so? You're not going to be like, yeah, she's a lying bitch. Right?
No. Even though you might want to.
But that's not what you're going to say. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, hi, nice to see you again. Or good to see you. How are you?
I do think that that's part of why I love trashy reality TV, is because although I will never be this person, because it is my endeavor to always be kind and make somebody feel better than I found them, I do honestly love how they are just so willing to call shit out for what it is. Like some of them borderline mean girl when they do it, but like in my mind's eye, I'm like, if only I could ever be that bold someday. I don't know that I really want to be, but I'm just saying, no. I think that's why I like it, because I'm like, just living vicariously through them. And you know, it's all scripted and fake anyway, but I'm just saying.
Like all those housewife shows?
Yes.
I have to.
I don't mean the way they gossip at each other, but I just mean the way they're so bold.
I know what you mean. And I have to tell you, I used to watch them when I was much younger, but now I find them so annoying.
I don't
can't even listen to it.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't watch the housewives ones. It's the real, I watch the real estate ones.
Oh, exclusively. I like the real estate ones.
Yeah, I watch the real estate ones exclusively. So I shouldn't have said yes when you said Housewives.
Are you talking about, what is it? Selling Sunset.
And Selling OC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do not understand the drama. I feel like it's got to be faked and scripted. They've got
be
making stuff
it's
up.
It's 100% scripted.
But Million Dollar Listing. I mean,
also fake that, and scripted. Also fake and scripted.
I love
them.
I love them.
Yeah.
Shout out, Frederick. What's up?
Oh, Frederick's not my favorite.
I love Freddie. With I his love sidekick.
Him, but Josh Ryan. Altman is my favorite.
Oh, I love Josh Altman. I love Josh.
You know Flagg. Why I like? You know why I like
love all of the Joshes.
But you know why I like Josh Altman? Because he was so misunderstood and scripted to be the douche asshole, nugget. Yeah, he was like Captain Douche Nugget for the first season.
Yes.
And now you've gotten to see him become this guy who's just trying to kill it for his family and raising beautiful kids and, you know, being a great husband and still chase like the dreams. And I think that we understand the pressures of what it is to be like building something and still trying to maintain all the things. And so even though he's a dude, I'm living vicariously through it and I love it.
Well, and we cannot forget one of my favorite, the badass lady representing on the real estate market in LA, Tracy Tudor. I freaking love her. Oh my God. She is a badass.
Yeah, she's a boss.
And she is fabulous. Like her wardrobe, let me tell you, that woman is dressed in the nines and is killing it.
Oh, she's a smoke show for sure.
Right? But she 100. Is so smart.
Oh, she is so smart. And they don't really let you see how smart she is.
They do not.
Mm-mm. And they never will, right? It's one of those things. It doesn't make for good TV. Smart women don't make for great TV.
I think they should delve a little bit more into her past. I know they've hinted before that her father was a developer and she learned so much growing up and working with him. And I would love to hear more of that story.
Yeah, let me just correct that comment, by the way. It's not that I don't think smart women would make great TV. I'm just saying that's like, you know, the thought that
everyone thinks that's about you. Clearly, that's part of your personality.
Well, no, I'm just saying like, you know, sometimes you say things in these podcasts and you get snippets and I'm like, ooh, I don't want that to be mischaracterized because that's not what I meant. Like, I think that would be fabulous.
We know you love women and think they're badasses.
Yeah, she's a total beast and a total boss. And I just also love when you watch somebody like her who's a mother. Yes. And is not only killing it, like Tracy Tudor, if you're listening, can you please come on our podcast? We would Tracy love Tudor. To interview you.
Okay. And can I also just mention the episode where Josh Flagg was being a little bit of a douche lord? Sorry, Josh, but you know that you were and attacked her daughter and then Tracy went mama bear. Love that. Love the way that she stood up for her daughter.
But I also love the way that, you know, he was so open with his heart that he just, you know, he was out of his head that day when he finally came to apologize.
No, it took like two episodes after that for that to happen.
Yeah, but that's all scripted. That's all drama. Okay. But I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know if this even happened. Maybe it was all scripted to show that she is a fabulous mom and they wanted a way to write it in the show. Who knows what happened?
I don't know, but I do love Tracy Tudor. I've been following her for a long time.
I loved Grandma Edith. She was an amazing icon. She was so good. Talk about a fashionable lady and an entrepreneur, like genius.
She was, she for me,
conquering
Grandma,
the fashion world.
Yeah, Grandma Edith was honestly like a Coco Chanel for me. I thought she was fabulous. And her apartment,
classic.
That flat was bananas.
Amazing.
Yes, it was.
Is it a flat when it's a New York penthouse?
It is because I'm living in my DeLulu era also.
Okay, let's go.
That's a nod to Jenny Fitzpatrick.
With Coco and Edith. Let's go.
Well, that's a nod to Jenny Fitzpatrick of Just Jenny Creative. She's an amazing social media creator and manager here in our local market. And that's her thing right now is living in the DeLulu era that she's just living in all the best things.
I love that
she
created DeLulu. I love that.
I don't think she created it, but she's using it. I've seen it all over TikTok.
I have not seen it or heard it before you told me that you heard it from Jenny. And I was like, heads up, Jenny.
Yeah, I don't know. It's on social media. Like other people are using it, but I heard it from her. But yes, who's another boss lady in the reality TV space that we love? There are so many for me.
Okay, now I, in my head, have to go through the Bravo list. But the other one, this is my other guilty pleasure. I like a little bit of Below Deck and Captain Sandy, I think is badass.
I'm a Captain Lee fan all day.
I like Captain Lee, but Captain Sandy is a badass. Have you seen a little bit of her bio? I mean, a woman in a male dominated industry. I'm trying to remember what the verbiage was that they used, but something about like, she's been chased down by pirates.
Ooh.
Like she's had this.
Like Somalian pirates?
Yeah. I don't know if they were Somalian or where they were from, but she's had this amazing career as a yacht captain.
Are there pirates somewhere else?
I think there's some in the Caribbean.
I have not been a Captain Sandy fan just because I don't watch Below Deck anymore. I was in the Captain Lee era and then I stopped watching.
Got it.
Yeah. So she's probably incredible, as you say she is, but I just haven't watched.
Talk about someone that is always kind and leaves people better than she found them, no matter whatever drama is going on. And maybe she's scripted to be this way. Who knows? But in my head, it's reality. Okay. Can you suspend reality and just go? Like,
well, that's what it's supposed to. You're supposed to believe.
Go there.
Right.
Right. Go on this cruise.
That's
with
our
me.
Escape for just a short time.
you know, all this drama happens. They go to the wheelhouse. She is always there to like make people feel better, lift them up. Now, that doesn't mean she coddles them. She gives them like the straight, hard truth, but she does it in a way that makes them thank her for it at the end of their conversation and give her a hug. That is a skill that I really want to improve on.
All right, signing off. We love you. We'll see you next time. Stay amazing.
Thanks for joining us today, ladies. We hope you gleaned something from this episode and that you were able to laugh a little alongside of us while we were here doing it ugly.
So ugly.
Some days real ugly.
All right, love you,
bye. Love you, ladies.
Love you, bye.
Bye.